My guest this morning used to read the news right here on Australia All Over for a long time. She's one of the best. She's since departed and doing all sorts of other things, but at the moment she's the program leader at AFTERS. If you know what AFTERS is, it's the Australian Film, Television and Radio School. Her name's Lisa Sweeney and she's my guest this morning. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Maka.
I saw you yesterday at the, or the other day at Friday, Auspod.
That's it.
What's Auspod about for all us technically minded people?
Well, that's short for Australian podcasting. Oh. So podcasting is a new form of audio which is really taking off. The ABC has been in podcasting for years with time-shifted listening, but now there's a bigger emphasis on making programs for podcast first rather than just for radio.
Really?
And, yeah, it's huge. It's not anywhere bigger than radio or supplanting radio or replacing it, but it's another form of audio which just goes to show how great audio and radio is, and it's not a dying craft by any stretch of the imagination.
No, it's amazing, isn't it? The people that listen here, I know, and they're listening all over the world, especially when they're over the world. I was looking at, online the other day, and I was looking at our podcast and on Facebook, and they're really nice. They're great ways to contact people. Mm. But there's not the immediacy, you know. I mean, that's the word you always used about radio. It's not... Yeah. It's just now, you know, it's now. Right. And when people ring up, you know, this bloke, oh, hello, Macca, I'm on a horse, I'm on Mount Bogong here, and you can hear the snow under. You can't beat that.
No, you can't.
It's just...
And 95% of Australians are still listening to the radio every week.
Yeah.
Which is phenomenal, you know, when you compare it to the numbers of people watching television dwindling, newspapers and magazines really struggling to make a living. Radio, in our context here at the ABC, with the publicly funded radio, still very strong in terms of listeners and still a very vital form of communication. But in the commercial world, it's still a viable business model. Mm. Radio is still making money. So commercial radio across the country, and there's hundreds of stations across the country, are still making a really good living.
So that must mean there must be jobs around in radio.
There's lots and lots of jobs. It's
and you train them, don't you?
We do
at AFTERS.
Just by a little bit of background, AFTERS, the Australian Film, Television and Radio School, has been around since the 70s. Started as film and television only, and was brought in at that stage by the federal government to revive the Australian film industry, and it did an amazing job of that. You know, AFTERS graduates win Oscars. They at the forefront of the Australian film industry, very famous names like, you know, Jane Campion, Gillian Armstrong, Peter Weir, etc., etc. And many modern filmmakers are doing very well. But in radio terms, we came in 10 years later, and that was as a demand for the radio industry because it's such a hungry beast and there are so many jobs. Those jobs have changed over the years, and of course our courses have changed to reflect that over the years. So we're training people to be industry ready for what the industry looks like today. The thing about it, though, Macca, that is so important, I think, that that can't ever be underestimated, and I think it's the reason why radio is always going to survive and thrive, is that it's such an important personal connection in communities. So not just in big cities, but in regional areas in particular, it's so important to be able to connect with your local community to give them the local information. And that's why the federal government legislates that there must be local programs in every radio station across the country. They have to have a local breakfast program and they have to have a local news service in every radio station. So that's where the jobs are. Great jobs, and the opportunity for people to stay in their communities. They don't need to go to the big city to have a career in radio. They can stay in their local communities.
And time was when you used to hear about radio and you say, oh, you got to go to the bush, and you go to a radio station, a small commercial, and they'd say, oh, I used to sweep the thing out and I did this, and then I sold ads, and then I did this, and then I ended up on air and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's a great grounding, isn't it? And not only that, you're in a local community and you're really a part of it, because I heard a bloke, I forget his Mitchell. I forgot his first name, but he's a buyer, and he said, I look at the net. I was listening to him on I think it was on GB, and he said, I look at the net, and he said, but he said, it seems to me still the best way to do an advertising campaign is still on television and still on radio, things that have been around a long time.
Yeah, well, the statistics for radio is that if you're listening to the radio and you hear a product advertised, there's two things about it. Firstly, you always trust and connect with the radio program and the radio station you're listening to. So if there's a brand that's being advertised on your station, there's a high level of trust for you and thinking that product must be okay because my radio station's talking about it.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing. And the second thing is that in terms of while we're multitasking all the time now, if you're listening to the radio and you hear an ad, you're actually five times more likely to go and look for that product as a result of hearing it on the radio than you would be if you saw it on television or read it somewhere. It's that background listening where you go, oh, that's interesting, I might see if I can get one of those. And also because you trust the brand that you're hearing about it from.
I'm talking to Lisa Sweeney. She's the program leader at AFTERS. So kids come from all over to go to the film and television school, do they, Liz?
Yeah, they do. We're the national school, so we're the Australian federal government-funded tertiary institution for film, television and radio. So with a national school, we have a national remit. People come to study with us from all over the country. And not just kids either, Macca. A lot of people come to us as a second career. They're already got an undergraduate degree in something. They're working, not really finding the satisfying work they want. They connect with radio and they come to us in their mid-20s, early 30s, mid-40s and make a career change. The other aspect to it too is there's so much community radio around the country.
Yes.
And there's 25,000 people volunteering in community radio.
Wow.
Again, serving communities so well. And so lots of people who are doing a part-time gig at their community radio station, unpaid, and doing a job all week that they hate, saying, oh, hang on a sec, maybe I can turn this around. I can actually go and do the job that I love when I've just got this 1 hour on Saturday morning that I'm volunteering for and I'm living for. Let's turn it around, do some study and actually go and do that full time.
An employment tip for you. Radio's still alive and well and kicking. Because I always tell people that because I started doing agriculture when I was at uni and went in other directions, but there's great career opportunities in agriculture, food, everybody's got to eat, and around the world you can see so many people need to be fed. And here's another one.
Absolutely. And you don't need to come to Sydney to study. We have a lot of online courses as well. So just a little plug, if I can, AFTRS, AFTERS, afters.edu.au. Have a look. And if you want to give me a yell, my telephone number's there on the website. Just give me a call and I'm happy to talk you through the kind of career options and the study options that you have.
Lisa Sweeney's been my guest. And Lisa is up early this morning. She usually sleeps in or has a big night on Saturday night. But let's tell people quickly, what are you doing this morning? You're doing a course.
I'm studying a Masters of Education at UTS. And loving it. It's an adult education course.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing, spending my weekends doing, leading to my PhD.
Lisa, great to see you. Come in and read the news anytime.
I will. Pleasure.